Independent Educational Evaluations. New Hampshire Rules for the Education of Children with Disabilities, ED 1107.03, 1120.07. As the parent of a child with a disability, bracket, or a child who has been evaluated for special education consideration, bracket, you have a right to get an independent educational evaluation of your child. An independent educational evaluation is an evaluation conducted by a person who is not employed by the school district and who is qualified to do the evaluation. The school district may provide an independent educational evaluation at public expense if you disagree with the evaluation done by the school district. Bracket, the formal term is at public expense, meaning that the school district either pays the full cost of the evaluation or ensures that the evaluation is otherwise provided at no cost to the parent. Bracket. You are entitled to only one independent educational evaluation at public expense each time the school district conducts an evaluation with which you disagree. If you request an independent educational evaluation, the school district may ask you why you object to the school district's evaluation. However, you are not required to explain, and this may not result in any delay in the school's decision about whether to pay for the independent evaluation. If you request an independent educational evaluation at public expense, the school district must, without unnecessary delay, either agree to provide the independent educational evaluation at public expense, or initiate a due process hearing to show that the school district's evaluation is appropriate. If you request an independent educational evaluation, the school district must inform you about where an independent educational evaluation may be obtained, and the applicable school district criteria for an independent educational evaluation, including A, the location of the evaluation, and B, the qualifications of the examiner, bracket, person doing the evaluation, bracket. The criteria must be the same as the school district uses when the school district conducts an evaluation. A school district may not have any other restrictions, conditions, or timelines related to a parent getting an independent educational evaluation other than the location and examiner's qualifications. These restrictions shall not be so restrictive that the parent does not have a choice of independent evaluators. You always have the right to obtain an independent educational evaluation at your own expense. You also have the right to bring these parent-funded independent evaluations to the IEP team for use in determining your child's educational needs. You are not obligated to share parent-funded evaluations with the IEP team. However, the school district may seek to obtain the results of parent-funded evaluations through the discovery process as part of a due process hearing. Regardless of who pays for the evaluation, the IEP team must consider the results of any independent educational evaluation if the evaluation meets the school district's criteria, bracket, explained above, bracket, in any decisions about the provision of a free, appropriate public education for your child. Also, the results of any independent educational evaluation may be presented as evidence at an impartial due process hearing. If a hearing officer requests an independent educational evaluation as part of a hearing, the school district must pay for the evaluation. If the hearing officer decides that the school district's evaluations were appropriate, the school district is not required to pay for the independent educational evaluation or reimburse you.